Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you for this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And, Father, we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that this is your day. And because it's your day, Father, we choose to walk in holiness. We choose to walk in uprightness before you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that all things are working together for our good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we declare and decree that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Father, we declare and decree that strength and power for your people today, Father. Father, I declare and decree that your favor and wisdom shall be upon not just your prophet, but your people everywhere. We declare and decree supernatural doors to begin to open up for your people. We declare and decree that all things that we are doing, Father, we declare that these things that we are doing it through you, because you're the one that shall strengthen us in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I declare that the impossible is becoming possible for. I decree all shall be well. I declare and decree, Father, even as we stand in the unity and the oneness of the Spirit on this prophetic prayer midnight call, Father, we declare that this call, this time, this moment, this space that we're in, it shall be a space of unity. It shall be a space of strength. It shall be a space of supernatural power. It shall be a space where your anointing shall bring about refreshing upon the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that whatsoever we put our hands on, Father, it shall prosper, Father. We declare favor in the lives of your people, favor in business matter, favor, Father, even concerning banking. We declare favor, Father, even in our homes. We declare favor in our relationship. We declare favor even as we move forward through our day-to-day business and activity. We declare the favor of God that shall be upon us in the name of Jesus. But Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. Therefore, Father, we declare and affirm even now in your matchless name that we are people of faith. We are people of power, and when we speak your word, not in fear, but in power and in supernatural strength. In the name of Jesus, Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
I shall have the book today. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you. We come before you again, Lord, a new day, Sunday morning, the new day that you have made, God. And I thank you for this anointed company of prophets who are on the line praying, God. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, for your goodness and your mercy towards me, your loving kindness, God, for your tenderness and your graciousness to all of us, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah. Thank you for their vision, God. Strengthen them and keep them and bless them. Continue to prosper them so that you may get the glory, God. God, I ask you to remember Prophet Deacon Kelly and Prophetess Kaneem Morgan, God, and whatever their bodies might be going through or whatever their minds might be going through, whatever is coming against them now, God, I ask you to deliver them, strengthen them, help them, give them perfect peace, God. We thank you, God, again, for your loving kindness. I thank you for each and every prophet, each and every person on the lines, God, tonight. I ask you to bless them, strengthen them, and keep them in perfect peace, God. God, we look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, and we don't let anything that's not of you come and take our peace, our joy, our stability in you, God. We ask you to just strengthen us and keep us, God, and look upon those who might be suffering on tonight, God, in their bodies, in their minds, anyone who depression may be coming upon them. God, we reject it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you for your strength. And we thank you for forgiveness and healing. And God, I ask you just to remember the elderly people, God, the elder, your elderly, God, Mother Jordan and Mother Barry and your golden seers and all of your elderly people, who strengthen them and keep their minds, keep them in perfect peace, God. God, provide for them. I also ask you to look upon your children, God, strengthen them and keep them, especially in these times of trouble, God. We gather them like baby chicks, God, and just keep them under your wing, God. Strengthen them, provide for them, and just keep them, Lord. I thank you, God, for all of your ministers of the gospel who are teaching the word of God and preaching the word of God, even on today, Lord, in your various churches, God. Bless them, strengthen them, and keep them safe, God, and place your covering over them. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your provisions. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, O Father God. We come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, O Father God. We thank you for the company of prophets, O dear God. We thank you for the master prophet, O dear God. And we thank you for Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, O dear God, for just having this vision for this prayer call, O dear God, that we can seek and call out for those that can't seek out for you for themselves, O Father God. And Lord God, we just ask for healing, O dear God, for Prophet Deacon Kelly, O Father God, and Prophetess Kaneem Morgan, O dear God, and every household that is represented here, O dear God, that may be feeling sick in their body, O Father God. Lord God, I know that you to be a healer, O Father God, because I'm a living witness, O dear God. I'm a living, walking testimony of your healing, O dear God. You said by your stripes we are healed, O dear God, and we're claiming that, and we're decreeing and declaring in your name that we are healed, O Father God, and they are healed as well, O Father God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to heighten our discernment, O Father God, for your word, O dear God, for the unctioning, O dear God, that we will will continue to give the word according to your will and to your way, oh dear God, that we will continue to open the doors for your children, oh dear God, that we will be the walking epistles that you have called in this day, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for allowing our voices to utter your clarion call, oh dear God, that we will continue to heed to thy voice, oh dear God, that we will have an ear so that we can hear you, oh dear God, even when there's much noise around us, oh dear God. We just ask that you give us a clear ear, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you bless our chakras, oh dear God, so that they may be in function and order, oh Father God, be able to just give out more abundantly, oh dear God, so that we can be more excellent in your way, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to cover us with your blood, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless each and every household represented on this call tonight, oh dear God, and the company of prophets that are not here, oh dear God. We stand in their place, oh dear God, and we declare and declaring blessings over them in favor as well in our finances and in our business. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you thanks, and we say thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to meet together and agree in prayer for one another, Lord God. We continue to lift up Archbishop Jordan and, sorry, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the Jordan household, Lord God, and Zoe family, and bless, continue to guide, protect, and bless each one, Lord God. Continue to stir our hearts with what you would have us move into, Lord God, with the giftings you put in us and the assignments you have for us, the race you have for each one of us to run, that we would continue to persevere, Lord God, and hear your voice clearly, and keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord God. Thank you for opportunities, Lord God. Thank you for fresh revelation and direction, Lord, as we seek your face. Continue to refresh us, oh God, as we take that time in your presence and in your word and concentrate on that relationship with you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for victories and thank you for abundance and prosperity. Thank you for continued favor, Lord God, and your protection upon us and our families. Continue to bless also Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she is traveling, and protect her and her family, Lord God, and the others mentioned on the prayer call tonight as well, Lord, those that are recovering in their bodies or whatever it may be, Lord God. Continue to meet us at the point of our needs, Lord God, each one of us, and help us to be strengthened and have a purpose in our hearts to continue to move forward, Lord God, in the way you would have us go. Make the path clear before us, oh God, to go forward in your perfect will. Continue to give us wisdom and understanding, Lord God, and continue to help us have humble hearts before you, submitting to your will, Lord God, and trusting you, Lord God, with our lives and the direction you would have us go. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do and all that you are to us and in us and through us, Father God. To you be the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for these prayer warriors here joining on this phone call, for Father, speaking for all of the saints, both near and wide, Father. We thank you for the Archbishop Eben R. Jordan, Lord, and we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, for what they have continued to open us up to, Lord, and encourage us in and teach us in, Lord. Continue to keep them strong, Lord, and continue to keep the legacy strong. Father, we thank you for this time of encouragement right now, Lord, and we speak to all those that may be experiencing any health issues. Father, we thank you for encouraging them through this prayer call, Lord. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we speak to any illness that tries to attack either our brothers and sisters in the prophetic, Lord. We thank you for the speedy recovery of Deacon Donnell Kelly, Lord. We thank you for the speedy recovery of Prophetess Kaneen, Father, Lord. We thank you for their minds, Lord. We bless their minds, Lord. Keep them mentally strong, Lord. Keep them mentally in the game, Father. Keep them mentally encouraged and happy, Father, Lord. And let there be family around them close, Lord, that will also encourage them, Lord. We pray for their families, Lord. We pray for keep their families encouraged, keep their families mentally strong, Father. And we just thank you for good reports, Lord. We thank you for the transformation in their lives as a result of the testimony that is in this in their mouth right now in the name of Jesus of a recovery, Father. We thank you for the transition in their lives and the lives of us all, Lord, to continue to be just humbled and honored to have this frame, Lord, this body, Father, this space that you have created for us here on this earth to be vessels for you, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We just take it with true esteem, Father, and move in it every day, Lord. Let us continue to educate ourselves, Father, because we are here. Let us continue to strengthen our community, Father, because we are here. You are giving us this opportunity to be here, Father. And, Lord, we move boldly in it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we come into these next meeting times, Lord, prophecology coming and all these different holy days, Father, let us continue to just strengthen together, Lord, and be one, Lord, and just to branch out and to really make an impact, Father, that we have already planned for. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen and amen. I beseech thee, O God, that healing will take place right here, right now for your people, O God. I beseech thee, O God, that you give your people strength, God. Give us strength, the one who's called upon for strength, O God. And those who not, just you keep strengthening them, God, each and every day, O God. God, I beseech thee, God, that we will... that the doors that you have for us, the doors that you have opened for us, that we will go through those doors, God, and nothing will be held from us in this season, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. I thank you, God, for being with your people and as they travel, God, from place to place, oh God.